Chapter 3, The Roots of Negative, Toxic Unhappiness. Ivan and Sloan, students in an online MBA program, have a joint project due. Both had jobs, his for an environmental group, and hers in school auditing. From two different coasts, Ivan and Sloan used email, text, and FaceTime to work together, until Ivan missed the last two sessions they scheduled. Sloan left a voicemail. "Ivan, we'll lose points if we miss the deadline. I feel you're not fully into this project." "I'm busy saving thousands from pollution," Ivan emailed in response. "Everyone would understand, but I know. You had graduation day for your twins." "Oil spills are in the news, Sloan. Pull it together." Sloan took a deep breath at that. Anything she typed back would be equally unkind. She shut down her computer and stalled all the progress she had pulled together so as to not instigate further aggression from Ivan. That would only make matters worse. "Ivan emailed me a link to buy How to Win Friends and Influence People," Sloan told her husband.
"Isn't the first principle don't criticize and condemn?" he asked.
"Tell me your topic again with Ivan the Terrible."
"Collaborative leadership," Sloan chuckled. "Though this project, their paper, and both of their grades hung in limbo."
What underlies Ivan's resentment? Is Sloan's life, immersed with a major milestone and different work-life balance, any less significant than Ivan's role as self-professed savior of clean water? For that matter, is our phrase self-professed savior and the husband's moniker of Ivan the Terrible righteous annoyance, understood sarcasm, or an intentional put-down? Is it me or everyone else? How do we bring out the worst in others? Do we box others in so that their responses, actions, or lack of action seem too firm, like rebellion, when perhaps they are taking a stance? Do our communication skills or our need to refine them, plus one person doing more and one person doing less, make passive aggression flourish? If you haven't experienced anger, then essentially you haven't lived. Part of the human condition, it's the intensity of that ire, the persistence or frequency of it, and the choices we make with it that matter more than its simple existence.